Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Yeah, man, we are broadcasting live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville today. Raheemy Harrison Grody. We got Matt Spiegel here coming up very shortly. We are going to transition with Layla Raheemy and Lawrence Holmes as they are back at our downtown Chicago studios. So we'll get to them here in just a little bit. But we just had Jed Hoyer on, and he was good news, Jed, because we can now confirm that Kyle Tucker is in town. He has been running, he has been hitting, and he may be worked into games here. The final six games of the season, you could see Kyle Tucker back. Does that guarantee that he will be able to play in the postseason? No, but Spiegs, that was heartening to hear.
Yeah, no, Marshall asked him directly, and he gave you the update based on Tucker getting here yesterday, and he hadn't talked to Craig yet today about it and gotten a medical update. But, yeah, so, I mean, if Kyle Tucker can play in 2, 3, 4 of these six games, then maybe he can get in there. That was certainly that was certainly news and certainly a bit positive. I thought it was interesting, Marshall, when he said, you know, that was an easy organizational decision to let him go down there. And then I followed up. I'm like, easy? Really? And he said, well, if it had been earlier in the season, that's not an easy decision. Like, we're used to guys going to their own hitting coach or pitching coach in the offseason, but going to your own medical person in the middle of the season is a different thing.
I think why I agree with him on this and understand where he's coming from is because of the clock. The clock is running. The countdown to the playoffs is on. And he's like, what can we do to make sure, to ensure that Kyle Tucker is available game one come next Tuesday? And I think Kyle Tucker probably had a very honest conversation. He's like, I got a guy who does me well back in Tampa. And they're like, all right, well, if you think he can get you better than what we're getting you, because they were getting nowhere. Let's be very clear. At that point in time, before he went down to Tampa,
yeah,
nothing was improving. It was literally standing there on a treadmill and going nowhere.
Some people have made like the historical comp to 16 when Schwarber was coming all the way back from the knee.
Yep.
But he was with Cubs people out in Arizona at the complex in Mesa working before he then helicoptered his way back in to the World Series and started spitting on sliders from Andrew Miller.
Unbelievable. Like, it was just like, that was a clinic that guy put on. Just the legend grew. Just as a little note, too, on Kyle Tucker, for people who are not aware of this, last year he missed 3 months, did Kyle Tucker, towards the end of the season with a shin injury. He returned for just about the entire month of September, and he had a 1.041 OPS. So he is, at least there is a track, I don't like that he was hurt last year, but there's a track record of him immediately going back to being Kyle Tucker, and a lot of that is credited to the fact that he is low maintenance when it comes to getting himself back into the way he, as you talked about earlier, the way he prepares for a game.
So yeah,
it's a light load.
We'll have to hope that that's the case.
Yeah.
I thought Jed might have broken a little news just contextually, and you guys tell me. I think, Marshall, did you say, you were talking about Cade Horton and Cade's going tonight, and yeah, so Cade Horton will probably be your game one starter, right? You threw that in there as if it was fait accompli.
I wanted to see him refute it.
He did not.
And he did not.
He did not refute it, and he said, yeah, I mean, we'll probably just keep going in order. So it's Cade and then Shota. And so just him kind of just going along with you and saying probably keep going in order, that makes me think that Cade is going to get number one. I've been a guy saying I thought Shota was going to get number one. A lot of big game experience, veteran. Padres worse against lefties than they are righties, so I had that in there too. But Cade game two, that sounded like a GM excited to have Cade get game one.
I think the way Cade Horton is pitching right now, if he's on your team, unless you've got a guy like Crochet, Scooble, I can name like the aces. He's got to make the start. On this team, with the way those two guys have been pitching, Shota Imanaga and Matthew Boyd. He's got to be the guy.
Yeah, but I disagree with you about Shota, because Shota's always been a fly ball guy. He was a fly ball guy in Japan, fly ball guy here. Now it's been more home runs, especially in Cincy, which is a bandbox. At this place, which is not a home run friendly park,
not anymore.
These last 2 years, mm-hmm. Shota knowing what to do, I feel great about Shota being a playoff pitcher in this park.
I think you're making a grave mistake when you say stuff like that. He gave up two home runs. Listen, two home runs his last home start. He gave up two home runs the start before that at home. So just, I know it's a shorter sample size because I'm talking about his last eight starts, in which home or away, guess what? He's given up at least one bomb.
Go back to those games. How many runs did he give up in those games?
In one of those games, he gave up three runs. In one of those games, he gave up three runs.
Okay.
Guess what? Three runs in a playoffs in the first five innings will get you beat.
Well, but
in a playoff series,
that's who he is, and that's what he is. And he knows to give up solo homers, and he challenges in spots like that. But Shota's getting one of the games at the very least. Like, they're not going to. I don't think you can go Boyd game two right now. I think the two guys that you have to make sure get starts are Cade and Shota.
But okay, so Shota over Jameson Taillon then?
For me, yeah.
Because Taillon was the guy who used to give up all the home runs. And Shota kind of is like, oh, you're hurt, I'll take your place, I'll give up the bombs.
Taillon to back both of them up, guys. Taillon is your bulk guy.
I love
that.
Guys, we got a break. What I would have loved to have seen is if Matthew Boyd was still pitching like he had been pitching and having the debate between Matthew Boyd and Cade Horn.
I think he's out of gas.
I wish we were having that debate, but obviously we're not because, as you said, Marshall, he's probably out of gas. All right. When we return, we will do transition with Lawrence Holmes and Layla Rahimi, who are back in our, as I said, and I just love saying, back at our downtown Chicago studios. They will join us next, Rahimi, Harris, and Grody with Matt Spiegel, live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.